Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Washington, D.C. The fictional novel, The Election Heist, foretold the controversy surrounding the recent presidential election. That's the headline. The author of that novel, Ken Timmerman, comes to give us more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Tell me, where'd you get the idea of putting this type of a book together?
To start with, I was myself a congressional candidate. I was the Republican nominee in 2012 in a Maryland district. Democrats didn't need to cheat there. It was a 65-35 district, and yet they did, and we caught them cheating. They didn't need to do that. The Democrats didn't need to cheat. They easily won that election, and yet they did. We also saw in that 2012 election problems with the touchscreen voting machines, where people would put in Romney and would turn out to be Obama. We did a post-election audit of some of these machines and found really serious problems. Well, that sort of piqued my interest. Remember, this is 2012. I began to investigate the whole issue of security and our voting machines, the electronic voting machines. And what I discovered was that this is just a mess. You can't trust any of them. There were studies going back to 2002, 10 years before my election, 18 years ago, of these voting machines, the touchscreen machines, and they found that they could be hacked within a minute and the results altered. So now you have a new generation of machines, and I looked into them as well, these so-called ballot marking devices. They are what are used in Georgia. And the ballot marking devices produce a paper ballot. You select on the screen who you're going to vote for. Then they produce a paper ballot, and you hand that ballot to the election official who puts it in the scanner. That nobody really looks at that paper ballot after it's been printed up. They saw their choices on the screen, and they print it out. And there is no way of knowing whether that paper ballot itself actually corresponds to the choice of the voter. These were all things that I discovered as I was researching with the election heist, but there's a lot more, Jimmy. There's a lot more.
Ken Timmerman, the author of the fictional novel The Election Heist, with the details on how he came to write his very intriguing book. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Ken Timmerman's novel, The Election Heist, written before the fact, is an interesting read on how the God-given institution of human government will be used to set in place the way God's plan in the future will be played out. Revelation chapter 17 and verse 17 reveals how God will put into the hearts of political leaders to make political decisions to fulfill his will. Remember, the Lord is in charge of who will be the next American president. And that is Romans chapter 13 and verse 1. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...